In our weekend food section this morning, Senior Vice President of Vienna Beef and a 40-year veteran liaison between Vienna Beef and your favorite Chicago and suburban hot dog stands, Bob Schwartz, author of the best-selling book. See if you can find it. It's a bit rare and expensive now. Never put ketchup on a hot dog, and I was proud to write the foreword along with Joe Montaigne. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, Bob. What a nice, introduction.
Happy French Fry Day today.
French fries and hot dogs.
Yeah, let's talk about the fries first. There was a national survey that some online company conducted, really. I don't know how they came up with their list of the best French fries among the national chains. They had, Chick-fil-A waffle fries at number 3, Arby's curly fries at number 2, and number 1, McDonald's French fries. Do you have a local list of favorite fries, Bob?
Well, I think that most of the places that serve hot dogs with fries together, like I know in that same article, Gene and Jude's was mentioned, and that kind of leads the list only because they've been around the longest, mm-hmm. since 1950. And besides Gene and Jude's, there's Jimmy's on Grand and Pulaski, and the Red Hot Ranch that we just put in the Hall of Fame 2 months ago that have three locations in the city. And our buddy Rich Bartell at Rand Red Hots. Mm-hmm. Who has been the latest that's been around for, believe it or not, almost 15 years now. And they do a great job out in Des Plaines. And I know I was asked for a quote by a guy from Block Club Chicago when we did our last Hall of Fame. And I said, it's a question. Does the French fries make the hot dog taste better, or the hot dog makes the fries better when you pack them together like that?
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of places that wrap the hot dogs in the French fries, and you eat them together.
Yeah.
And I remember a guy, my barber, used to say, I'd go to Gene and Jude's, and I'd get 2 hot dogs to eat there and 2 in a bag. And the bag sat on the floor of the car all day so that he could just smell that, have the aroma all day long.
It would stay in the car for a long time. Talk about the Hot Dog Hall of Fame that you mentioned.
Sure.
What's that all about? And who gets to be in the hall?
Well, it's, I've been with Vienna for about 50 years, and I came up with this after I stopped running our Chicago sales in about 2005. And I know Jim Bodman said, well, run with it. I'm not sure what it is yet, but I told him it's a way of saying thank you to the people that brought us to the dance and these places that last a long time. And far longer than the National Restaurant Show deems necessary to be a successful place. And some of them are around decades, and I mean many. And they're around because the people that frequent them, like you with Maury's in the past, mm-hmm. Consider themselves having almost a soulful ownership or stock in that place. And when you walk in, they recognize you. They either know you by name or what you order or just with a smile, and you see other people and you can schmooze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes them special. It's the good food and the good schmooze.
Yeah, and it's why around Chicago, people don't ask you, where'd you go to college? They want to know, what was your hot dog stand when you were growing up? And that's
absolutely.
that's because it's more than a place where we got something to eat, right?
Definitely. And these guys that run them are pretty special. And, I put one guy in the Hall of Fame some years ago, and he whispered to me, my son now respects what I do for a living. And that just kind of got me, because these guys work very hard. And they put in long hours. And, you know, you and I both know a guy like Chris at Pucci's is there 6:30 in the morning cleaning the bathrooms himself, mm-hmm. making sure everything's done the right way. And then he finishes the day going out to a catering job.
Yeah.
So they know no downtime.
Did most of our friends in this business survive the pandemic pretty well?
I think that the majority of them did. Now, there's a lot that have bailed out, but some of them, there are certainly less hot dog stands around now than there were 25 years ago. But there's still that many, same amount of hot dogs being sold, or more.
Mm.
And it's very popular. But I think that the reason that some of them are gone is one about real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more about that. And even the guys that left, like Murphy's on Belmont was a great place, Belmont and Racine, and Fast Track on Lake Street downtown, and a couple and several others that I know of, they all sold out to people that built condos.
Hmm.
And the amount of money that you can make is far more than you can by just selling the restaurant.
Yeah,
and all the delis in New York were the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's no Carnegie Deli and Stage Deli anymore. It's all a matter of real estate.
We need more delis, and we can't lose any more hot dog stands. So that's for sure. Well, the lines are jammed. Everybody wants to talk about hot dogs with Vienna Beef Senior Vice President and the author of Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, Bob Schwartz. On the text line, a vote for Superdog's French fries, Bob. This message says those stubby crinkle cut fries in the Superdog box are hands down the best. They are good. I like those, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I love the box. I love the crinkle cut fries. And I like the little tomato that's in the corner of the box.
The green one. Yeah, there you go.
The green tomato. Yes.
All right. Let's go to Mary in Rogers Park. And Mary, what's the hot dog place you want to know about?
Hi, Bob and Bob. I am remembering a hot dog stand called Paul's Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
It was at Tui in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long it's been gone.
Yeah, Robert, you know the history on that, right?
Well, it's been gone a long time, and I think that's the place that that started the chocolate drink.
Kale.
Kale, yes.
Yeah, they served that, and also they had celery salt, didn't they?
They had it all ahead of time, ahead of the curve, and they were a great place. And the place has been gone for a few decades now, but it's an important place, and it's in our history.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect it, and I'm sure that there are a lot of folks like you that that grew up with it.
Mary, it's gone but not forgotten, for sure. Thanks for the call. Brett, you've got one that you want to talk about, right? Where are you calling from, Brett?
Wheaton.
Mm-hmm. And what do you remember from your youth?
This topic is so timely. So about 30 years ago, I worked down in Alsip, and there was a hot dog place in Worth called Mickey's Hot Dogs on 111th. So last night, I had to go to a funeral with my teenage son, and on the way back, I introduced him to Mickey's Hot Dogs and embarrassingly forgot it was cash only. And luckily, he had cash and picked up the old man in the tab. So,
usually they have an ATM outside, and they say, go use it.
They did. But my son was quick at the trigger and said, I got this, Dad.
So. Bob, is Mickey's in the book?
Well, there's another Mickey's that's in the book that's on Mannheim in Bellwood, and that Mickey's has been around since 1959, and that's two guys named Mickey and Frankie San Giacomo that own that place, and they have they also have great Italian beef and Polish sausage and milkshakes and all of that. A very cool place.
I love how you know everything about all these places. Thanks for the call. Let's hear from, John in Ottawa. What place do you want to know about, John?
Well, when I was younger, I didn't like all that stuff on hot dogs. So I used to go to Franksville at Edison Clark and get cheese on it. Now I'm older. I love a good old Chicago dog.
Now you know better. And what's the backstory on Franksville, Bob?
Well, Franksville, you know, is kind of a group of restaurants, and there's one left right now, and that one is celebrating its 60th anniversary, I believe, next month. And they're on Ashland and Harlem. And it's an area that's got a wealth of hot dog places, and it's three brothers, the Radios brothers, and they are just great guys, and it's a great place, and they have all the regular stuff, and they have the cutest sign outside because it's got the fire engine or that's like a train part of the sign. And they used to be one by Wrigley Field, too.
Oh, yeah. All the Cubs fans remember that one. Rob in Deerfield, and this is my memory as well. Rob, go ahead.
Good morning, long-time listener, first-time caller. What was the most famous hot dog joint in Albany Park? It had two locations. Name the locations. And what was the signature dish at this hot dog place?
Ooh.
That's one for you, Bob.
Yeah.
There was Learners that had a couple locations, and there was... obviously, Maury's and a place called Mitch's.
Mm-hmm. And Maury eventually went to the suburbs, too, didn't he, Bob?
Well, Maury himself did. The restaurant stayed there, and he was working in Glencoe for a while, and he finished up at Wiener Take All in Buffalo Grove. But Maury was an iconic guy in the business. He just loved what he did. And he worked for his kids, and he always said that I've got four children that have 13 college degrees. So he was partially responsible for making it happen.
Yeah.
And his signature dish was the Big John Cheesy, which was named after his son, and it was a gigantic cheeseburger.
Yes. Wow! I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for enlightening us.
Yeah. Well, that was. Maury would point at you when you came in, and he would just look at you and say, two hot dogs with everything, right?" Or he would point at you and say, "Big John Cheesy," if he knew that you ate that every time
if you
came in.
Like it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rob, for the call. Thanks to all for participating here. And happy July Hot Dog Month to you, Bob Schwartz. Always good to catch up with you. And let's have a hot dog together soon.
You got it. Thanks so much, and all the best to everybody there.
Take care.